How does being thankful truly allow you to prosper and be blessed? Find out on today's Believer's Voice of Victory. Join special guest Keith Moore as he concludes this week's teaching, Cultivate a Lifestyle of Thanksgiving. Now, here's Keith.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Keith Moore, and it's my delight again to be with you, getting into the rich, rich Word of God. So thankful to Brother Kenneth and Miss Gloria Copeland for allowing us this time with you on the broadcast, and their heart is getting the Word into their partners, into the whole world, feeding people's spirits with the genuine and sincere milk of the Word and meat of the Word, causing us to grow up in Christ so that we're not easily led astray or duped or deceived, but that we're strong and we're solid and we don't yield to temptation and we're unmoved and we grow to our full potential and we bear much fruit and fruit that remains. Don't you thank God for a ministry like this? Well, let's join faith together and believe that we'll hear and see exactly what God's will is today. Father, in Jesus' name, we agree together as touching this for the answers, for the direction, anything that you would to be said and done, cause us to go that way and to see it. And we'll not be just hearers only, but by your grace, we'll be doers of your word. And we know as we do, we'll be blessed because you're so faithful to watch over your word and perform it in our lives when we act on it. We thank you in advance for good things happening. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've got your Bible with you, get it out and your paper and your pen. And we're going to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter again. 1 Corinthians 15, 57 says, "But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Say it out loud a couple of times. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. People of faith have learned how and are learning how to thank God, not just for things that have happened, but thanking God by faith for things that we haven't seen yet, haven't seen how they could happen, but just thanking Him by faith. Are you believing God for some things today? Are you believing God for the healing of your body, for your finances to come in, or whatever it is? Don't get to looking at the need. You can't see the miracle looking at the need. And don't focus and talk about what you don't know and what you don't have and what you can't do. That'll only bring you down. It'll only make your understanding darkened, the Scripture says. But begin to thank God by faith. You know, He's brought you through many times or you wouldn't be here today. He's answered prayers many, many times. And the same God that brought you through last time will bring you through again. The same God that met your needs the last 10,000 times, He'll do it again. He's faithful. He never changes. Go ahead and lift your hands today and say, "Thank you, Lord. I just thank you right now for meeting every need. I thank you for the healing of my body. I thank you for the enlightenment of my mind, for wisdom coming into me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for giving me the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ." Over in 2 Corinthians, the second chapter, the 14th verse, says a similar thing. He said, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ." Always. Don't you like that? Not just caused us, but always causes. That's present tense. That's future tense. That means I win today and tomorrow and again and again. And is there a connection between me being thankful and thanking God and having victory after victory after victory? There most certainly is. Thanksgiving is an expression, an acknowledgement of God. You're not going to be thanking God for something you don't believe He did. You're acknowledging that God is real, and you're acknowledging that you didn't deserve it, you didn't earn it, He was just kind to you and did it. And it is a way of giving Him His place in your life. Thanking God is giving glory to God. And giving glory to God is giving place to God. Whatever you magnify you give place to. Let me go over those two statements again. Thanking God is giving glory to God. Let me read this to you from some other scriptures here that say it real plainly. Luke 17 and 16 talks about, you know, the 10 lepers that came and cried, "Lord, have mercy on us." And he said, "Go your way, show yourself to the priest." And as they went, they were healed. And one of them, when he saw he was healed, he turned around and he came back to Jesus. And the Bible said in verse 16 of Luke 17, he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger." Now see, the verse 16 said he was giving thanks. Jesus said, verse 18, he was giving glory to God. Giving thanks is giving glory to God. Listen to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. 2 Corinthians 4:15, and this is in the Amplified. He said, "For all these things are taking place for your sake, so that the more grace and spiritual blessing extends to more and more people and multiplies through the many, the more thanksgiving may increase and redound to the glory of God." Did you hear? Thanksgiving redounds, results to the glory of God. So thanking God is glorifying God, acknowledging Him, giving place to Him, humbling yourself before Him, giving Him His place over you, taking your place under Him. See, there's humility involved in thanking God or thanking anybody. And you'll see the more proud a person is, the less you'll ever hear them say thank you. But you don't want to be like that, because God resists the proud. And who gets the grace? He gives grace to the humble. Turn with me, if you would, today to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, the 32nd chapter. 2 Chronicles 32. We see the story of King Hezekiah. And in verse 22, 2 Chronicles 32, verse 22, it says that the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all other, and guided them on every side. He saved them. I mean, they were in trouble. There was a huge host arrayed against them, and God supernaturally delivered them. And then, after that, verse 24, well, let me read verse 23. "Many brought gifts to the Lord and presents to Hezekiah. And so he, Hezekiah, was magnified in the sight of all nations from thenceforth." Now, they magnified Hezekiah, but you know it was God that gave him the deliverance. Verse 24, "Also in those days Hezekiah was sick to death, and he prayed to the Lord. And he spoke to him and gave him a sign." You remember, the man of God told Hezekiah, "Set your house in order. You're about to die." And he left. But Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and sought the Lord earnestly with prayer and tears. And before the prophet could get out of the courtyard, he said, "Turn around, go back, tell him, I've heard your prayer. I've seen your tears. I'm going to add to your life 15 years. So has God been good to Hezekiah? He delivered him from this huge host of the enemy. He healed him from what would have been certain death. But look at verse 25. "But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done to him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and Jerusalem." He did not render again according to the benefit done him. And the reason he didn't is because his heart was lifted up. Listen to other translations of this. The Amplified says, "Hezekiah did not make return to the Lord according to the benefit done to him." The Living Bible says, he didn't respond with true thanksgiving and praise, for he had become proud. Notice we talked about the more proud a person is, the less thankful they will be. And of course, what's the problem with that? The more proud you are, you're not going to get the grace of God, and you're going to get resisted. And you understand, without the grace of God, you can't be healed. You can't get your bills paid. You can't get direction. Without the grace of God, you're a failure. You're going to be defeated. You're going down. Oh, but with the grace, with enough grace, you can come through anything. His grace is sufficient. With enough grace, you can receive any and every blessing of God that Jesus has bought and paid for. With enough grace, you can be anything He's called you to be. But who gets the grace? The humble. And the humble are also the thankful. Notice again in the New Living Translation says, Hezekiah did not respond appropriately to the kindness shown him. The Complete Jewish Bible says he didn't respond commensurately with the benefit done to him. New English says he was ungrateful. Today's English version says he was too proud to show gratitude. He didn't humble himself, and so the judgment came against him. Friends, when God has done good things for you, you should render again according to the benefit. What is render again? What is the righteous response to the blessings and favor of God? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you fail to be thankful, you know what's going on? You're taking the credit yourself. Is there a place in between thankful and unthankful? Is there a spot where you're neither thankful nor are you unthankful? No, there is no such place. If you're not thankful, you're unthankful. And it's a problem. And see, when they had this great victory, people came and made a big deal out of Hezekiah. They brought him all these presents. And then after that, he was at death's door, but he came back from the dead, healed by the power of God. And people made a big deal out of Hezekiah, and he led them. That's a mistake. Friend, when God has done great things for you, don't you fail to give thanks. Don't be silent on it. And if people start bragging on you and go, oh, you worked so hard. Oh, you prayed so hard. Oh, you believed so strong. And you stood so fast and you stood so firm. They're trying to give you the credit. They're trying to give you the glory. And if you got any smarts, you will not let them do that. You'll say, oh, well, no, it was by the grace of God. And you're not trying to be phony humble. That's just the truth. That's just reality. You say, no, listen, I didn't have a clue what to do, but the Lord showed me. And I would have given up 100 times, but He held me up. And He was steadfast by my side and inside me the whole time. And no, I didn't have a clue He was going to do it that way. But He just moved on them and He did this and it just came together so amazing. He was just good. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Do you know what's appropriate to say any time of the day, anywhere, in any situation? Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Whether you know what to do, whether you don't know what to do, it's always the right thing to do. Hezekiah messed up. Thank God the next verse, verse 26, records that he did get it together after that, though. The Bible said, notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart. He and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, so that the wrath of God didn't come on them in the days of Hezekiah. He did repent when he saw how unthankful and proud he had been. He changed. So you can change, you can repent anytime, if you will. Has God done good things for you? Has He been gracious to you? You're here, aren't you? You've made it through some stuff. You've come through and come over. Don't attribute it to your toughness. Don't attribute it to your superior intelligence. Don't attribute it or give the glory to your great faith. No, giving thanks is giving glory to God. Because you're saying, hey, I didn't heal myself. He healed me. I didn't meet my own needs. He healed me. And I am thankful. That is true humility. And in doing so, you qualify, oh, get this now, You qualify for greater grace. If you understand anything about grace, you want more. And this is one old country boy that I want more grace. I think about it in the morning, in the afternoon, in the nighttime. I know that everything I've been able to do, any success we've had, has been by the grace of God. Do I want to come up higher? Do I want to reach further? Do I want to be more used of God? Absolutely. How's it going to happen? Only one way, with more grace. And what we're getting into right now, friend, is the directive and answer of the Lord, how to obtain more grace. Are you ready? Go to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, please. We quoted this, we referred to it briefly, but go there. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going to read it in the King James, then we'll read it in the Amplified. 4:15. He said, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace," say abundant grace, "might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, for though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Listen to other translations. The God's Word translation says in verse 15, "All this is for your sake, so that as God's kindness overflows into the lives of many people, it will produce even more thanksgiving to the glory of God." Listen to the Complete Jewish Bible translation. It says, "All this is for your sakes, so that as grace flows out to more and more people, it may cause thanksgiving to overflow and bring glory to God." Do you hear this? Greater grace and overflowing thanksgiving. There is a cycle described here. And it's just one of the most exciting things you could talk about. It's the cycle of increase. Now, you've heard Brother Kenneth talk so much about the blessing. And what does the blessing do? It makes rich. It brings increase. But don't forget that all of it is available only by the grace of God and only appropriated through the faith of God. And there is such a simple but powerful way that you and I can be releasing faith and exercising humility and qualifying for grace day and night. You know what it is? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Not just mindless parroting. I'm not talking about that. But heartfelt thanks. Because what happens is, when God's done something good for you, if your heart's right and you're seeing it right, you know you didn't deserve it. You know you didn't earn it. You know you weren't entitled to it. So you say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you." And he said, notice, he said that as you do that, he said, grace is flowing out to more and more people. It causes thanksgiving to overflow. What happens after that? More grace. He gives his grace to the humble. The more you give thanks, the more you qualify for more grace, more favor is shown to you. And of course, like Hezekiah, when he'd been delivered from his enemy, he'd been healed of all this, he said he didn't render again according to what was done. You should render thanksgiving according to how much favor's been shown to you. So when you've been blessed and favored, thank you, thank you, thank you, heartfelt, night and day. And that means you qualify for Him to give you even more grace, which should result in you thanking Him even more profusely and more heartfelt, which qualifies you for even greater grace. Oh, do you see it? You're exercising humility and faith and giving glory to God. Let's say it another way. Giving thanks glorifies God. Glorifying God gives God place in your life. The more place you give Him, the more grace He's able to give you. If you magnify the problem, you're going to be unthankful. If you magnify the disease, if you magnify the size of the bill or the need, if you focus on it, that means you're giving it more and more place in your life. What somebody didn't do for you, what you think they should have done for you. If you magnify that, if you glorify that, you give it more and more place in your thinking, in your soul, in your life. It'll consume you. You'll get angry. You'll get bitter. You'll be depressed. Oh, can you see it? Why? You're unthankful. And you're not humble. And you're not in faith. And you don't qualify. Oh, but friend, the more you give thanks to God, the more you're glorifying God, the more you're giving place to Him. He does something in your life and you go, oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, I didn't deserve that, but you did it anyhow. I could never have merited it, but you just are so gracious. Thank you, thank you. What you're doing, you're acknowledging that it was Him. You're giving Him glory. And in giving Him glory, you're opening up yourself. Remember what the Lord said to me those years ago? Would you like to know how to increase your capacity to receive from it? Can you see that? Let me read it to you again. He said, as the grace flows out to more and more people, it causes thanksgiving to overflow and bring glory to God. The Lord was telling me those years ago, just start thanking me, son. Just start thanking me, Keith. When you need something, start thanking me for it. And what that's going to start doing is qualifying you for more grace, which should cause you to thank me even more, which would cause me to give you even more grace. What's happening? My insides are being enlarged, and I am actually enabled to receive more and more grace, for which I'm more thankful, which qualifies me for more grace, which makes me even more thankful. Can you see what we're talking about here? It's a never-ending cycle of increase. And all you got to do is say, thank you. But now the devil is crafty, he's subtle, and he will tempt you and me every day and every night to fixate on something, what I don't know, what I don't have, what I can't do, what somebody hadn't done for me, what they did do for me, to fixate on it and stop being thankful and start acting haughty, start acting like somebody owes me something, start acting like I deserve it, and cut yourself off from the grace of God. Say, not me. Not me. No, my bitter, angry, complaining days are over. Nope, nope. From now on, it's just thank God in the morning, thank God at the noontime, thank God when the sun goes down, get up in the middle of the night, thank God, get up in the morning, thank God. Oh yeah, there's obstacles, there's stuff around, but don't fixate on them. Don't focus and look at them. There's always something good for the child of God to give thanks for, and that'll qualify you for all the grace you need to overcome and be victorious and always triumph in Christ. Do you believe it? Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. Stay right there. I'll be back in just a moment.
As time ticks closer to eternity, will God find faith in the earth? Make sure He finds it in your life. Walk through the open door of faith, victory, and power with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Capture fresh insights, focus your faith, and step into your divine destiny through the word-based teachings of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Gain new perspectives on the key issues of life from the biblical revelations of powerful men and women of God. Take a step toward your victory and be encouraged by the real-life stories of believers as they overcome everyday challenges and experience God's power. Find out how you can be a part of events in a city near you and in places around the world. Check out television broadcast schedules, BVOV radio and webcasting. Find teaching tapes, books, DVDs, CDs, and music for every member of your family. The Believer's Voice of Victory, transforming lives with the power of God's Word.
Praise God, today is offering day. You know, the Scripture said it's more blessed to give than to receive. It's a blessing to receive, but it's an even greater blessing to give because you're setting yourself up for more harvest down the road. And today you have the privilege and opportunity to sow into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Don't you appreciate this broadcast and this ministry? I know I do. Listen to the scripture in 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 8. It said, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Verse 11 says, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Your seed that is sown will affect many, many lives. Phyllis and I and our ministry has been partners with this ministry for decades now, and some of the most miraculous things that have happened in our lives have been in connection with us sowing faith seed in this ministry and in others like it. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is good ground to sow into. So get your offering ready and set in your heart what you're going to do, and let me pray over it with you right now. Father, we sow our seed into this ministry, and we say, good seed into good ground. It'll bring a multiplied harvest, many souls saved, many believers built up and encouraged, many people brought to freedom. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen. And we believe with the Copelands and their staff for wisdom in the direction of all these funds. They're faithful stewards of it in Jesus' name. Go to church this weekend. If you're ever in the Branson, Missouri area, come see us at Faith Life Church. Phyllis and I and our congregation welcome you. We always have a good time. Thank you so much for joining me today or these 2 weeks, as long as you've been. It's been such a joy and a privilege. Next week, Miss Gloria Copeland is going to be here all week bringing you the healing in the healing school services, and they're going to be the testimonies, the miracles. I'm telling you, amazing things happen there. Tell people that need healing to tune in and join in. Thank God that Jesus never fails. He's the healer. He's everything. I'm Keith Moore reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of this week's broadcasts on CD or DVD, go to our website or call or write to us today. Remember to download your free copy of Keith Moore's Thanksgiving Victory. This engaging teaching will open your eyes to the power of being thankful and how it can bring blessing, healing, and prosperity to your life. Tell your friends and family to download their copies today. Thanksgiving Victory by Keith Moore, now available free on kcm.org. Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org.